Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, after a pretty nice morning and a muggy afternoon, some storms will pass through parts of the region before better things arrive for the weekend. AccuWeather is keeping tabs for us. Let's go to meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer, live now with an update. Carrie?
Yeah, and looking at the radar right now, mostly quiet in the city itself. We do have some showers pushing on through portions of the Hudson Valley and Connecticut, also getting into northwest Jersey as well. All this activity generally pretty far north of the city, and I'm not seeing a lot of lightning or thunder with it, by the way. Later this afternoon, though, probably toward about 5 o'clock, right in time, of course, for the evening rush, there could be some strong storms moving into the area, and some of those could bring downpours and damaging winds as well as hail. After that is all done overnight, we could have a leftover shower. Humidity drops overall, a nice weekend, and then the heat really builds as we head into next week. There could be a first heat wave for much of the Northeast. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Carrie Schwindenhammer. Stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM today and all weekend for the latest on the forecast from AccuWeather. Two teenagers, the victims of a disturbing attack Thursday afternoon at a park in Queens.
The two 13-year-olds tied up, robbed, attacked at knife point. The girl raped in a horrifying incident that has left this section of Flushing in shock. State Senator John Liu represents the area. He's in Casino Park often.
It's absolutely horrifying. This is a park where many, many people use. It's right near a middle school. It's in a residential neighborhood. But lots of kids, senior citizens, everyone in between, they use this park. I go through this park all the time. To think that something like this could happen, it's absolutely horrifying.
Lou tells me he'll be speaking with the 109th Precinct to ask for more patrols and adding surveillance cameras as the search for the suspect continues. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Flushing.
Well, waterlogged Long Islanders who were impacted by a water main break last week think the utility responsible should have to pay up. Residents and businesses in and around Baldwin, Oceanside, South Hempstead, and other areas had to use boiled or bottled water for days after it happened. 1010 Winds spoke to Nassau County Legislator Deborah Moulet, who represents the area.
I don't have control over what Liberty Water does, but I would hope that they will do the right thing and advertise that businesses that were affected, and of course they'd have to be able to approve it with receipts, in my opinion, they should contact Liberty Water and Liberty Water will reimburse them.
Residents and businesses in the area say they've actually had poor water quality for years now. They're holding a rally today to call for aging water infrastructure to be replaced. A man and a woman have been indicted for the sale of illegal ivory, and their online auction website based in Great Neck has been seized by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Yincheng Wu of Great Neck and Grace Hugh of Flushing used their Mercy's Gallery website to sell the illegal elephant ivory, evading detection by marketing the items as rare material, according to investigators. The two of them and the gallery have each been charged with three counts of illegal commercialization of wildlife. Well, a young man stabbed to death in front of his home in the Bronx today. Police responded to a 911 call about 9:40 last night on Washington Avenue. They found 29-year-old Nelquan Lilly with multiple stab wounds. EMS took the victim to St. Barnabas Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. They are still investigating. Police say no arrests yet. Well, gun violence on Long Island right near the Long Beach train station after a so-called senior cut day got way out of hand.
It started with a social media invite to come to the beach for a senior skip day, but the crowds became overwhelming. Thousands of young people crowded the beach until one person was shot at the nearby train station. Two people are in custody. Witnesses like this person tell CBS 2 she just started running.
There was just a fight. Yeah. A fight, like usual. And then they started fighting and then they started shooting. But that's the only thing that I remember. I started running.
The victim was taken to the hospital. Train service was suspended for a period of time. And this is not the first time. There have been problems on the boardwalk in Long Beach. Business owners have complained of increased fights in the past few years. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police in Suffolk County, meanwhile, also on Long Island, reporting an arrest in the hit-and-run death of a volunteer firefighter one day before his funeral. The suspect is identified as 36-year-old Maria Gulpa Bonilla of Bellport. Suffolk police say she left the scene Monday after colliding with a motorcycle on Main Street in Patchogue. The other driver, 22-year-old Christopher Lavati, was fatally injured. The victim was a 2019 graduate of Sayville High School and a volunteer with the Hagerman Fire Department, where he'd just been named Rookie of the Year. Family says he was set to join the National Guard next week as well. The young firefighter's funeral service will take place tomorrow at Hagerman Fire Department headquarters.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.